station on the ground reporting. News Ozzy Harper. Yeah! Here I am, your main man reporting from Jam Jam. At 16,000 kilocycles FM and 1,000 megahertz on the ground. Yeah!
I'm Annie.
And I'm Parker.
And you're listening to
WGXC ACRA
Hudson
Catskill 90.7 FM.
Amazing. Name, Patty Boom. Host of Vinyl Freedom. Where? WGXC. When? Every first and third Tuesday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. What? Streaming online at WGXC.org. What? Tune in for a genre shakedown, all kinds of choice cuts of wax for you and yours to listen to. Dig it.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
ACRA, Hudson, Catskill.
غنیمت ہے تو ہے یہاں جینے میں آئے مزہ
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia, and I am the real director of the Hudson Area Library. Don't listen to this, Emily. And by the way, I'm from Ghent, moving to Stockbridge.
And how old are you?
I am 20.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I'm 10. I am still the director of the Hudson Area Library. Age does not defy.
Yeah, the youngest library director of all time.
Not true. The youngest is probably like 3. So.
Well, I'm Emily and I'm from Hudson and I'm maybe the director of the Hudson Area Library.
She's lying!
I'm like, I sub for Georgia. So when Georgia's not available to run the library, I help out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's and wonderful.
In addition to running the library, we both are here every week on WGXE talking about books.
Yeah. Yeet. Yeah.
That's what we're going to do today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you have a book you wanted to talk about, Georgia?
Yes, but why don't we switch things up and you go first?
Oh, you want me to go first?
Yes.
Cool.
Switch things
well, up. Well, I'm not finished with this book yet, but I'm probably halfway through the third book in the, I don't know what the series is called, Real Friends?
I just called it the Friends series. Oh my gosh, I've been wanting to read that. Wait, Emily, when you're done, can you just text me and let me pick it up?
Sure, I can do that.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Yeah, the perks of being a co-host. So yeah, this is Friends Forever, and it's by Shannon Hale and Lewin Pham, and they also collaborated on Real Friends and Best Friends, which came before this one, and they've also collaborated on
The Princess in Black.
Yes, the very famous Princess in Black.
My sister loves the series. She's 4 and bringing it to her.
Yay.
So it's also good for 10-year-olds.
Yes, and adults.
Real Friends is not, the Friends series is not for 4-year-olds, though.
No, this is more for like middle school age, I would say.
Or like middle grade.
Yeah, it's middle grade. And I forget how old they are in the first books, but this one is set when Shannon is in 8th grade.
Oh.
And it's for our listeners who don't know, the series is a graphic novel series.
Wait, I
Old
thought
color,
that
beautiful.
This one was set in 7th grade.
Nope, it's 8th grade.
Oh, they skipped 7th grade. Well, in the first book, it starts out in kindergarten and then goes all the way to 5th grade. In the second one, it's just 5th grade.
Hmm.
Oh, wait, in the second one, it's actually just 6th grade in the second one. And then in the third one, yeah, voila. But it has like a little epilogue, which is like, and she journeys on to 7th grade. It's such a cliffhanger. I want a 7th grade one.
That's cute. I hadn't gotten to the back yet because I'm reading it in order. But in the back, they have junior high pictures of people, I guess, that worked on the book.
Oh, Kaisi.
So you can see Shannon Hale, the author, in middle school. And it's a, I wouldn't say the series is an exact biography memoir, but it is based on her experiences.
Yeah, it's
as a kid.
Some parts are made up to let the story flow, and the names are new, but.
Mm-hmm. But so Friends Forever, I guess I would sum up as being about this time in Shannon's life where she's sort of trying to figure out both like who she is and what her potential is. And issues around self-image, both in terms of like physical image, but also how people see you and perceive you, as well as how you see and perceive yourself. And so it covers a little bit about her experience with drama class and her love of writing and her relationships with her friends and how other people in her, the school treat her and others. And it's really good. I like it a lot so far. Still have to finish it.
When you're done.
Yeah, George is up next.
Yay!
Yeah, so I suggest this series for people that like reading realistic graphic novel stories about friendship and school times and drama. Both theater drama and friend drama.
There's actually a book called Drama. It's a graphic novel mm-hmm. by Raina Telgemeier. I'd recommend it. It's a lot better than it sounds. In fact, has a lot less drama than most graphic novels that are realistic. So read drama.
Okay. That one is also centered on theater.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Now, here is my book. Unless you had anything left.
Go for it. I want to hear about your book.
So this book is a sequel. It is called Just Jamie. The first book is Invisible Emmy. The second book is Positively Izzy. This is the third book, Just Jamie. The fourth is Becoming Brianna. And I think there are more, but I forget. This series is by Terry... I can't remember how to pronounce the last name. Levinson, I think? I think it's Terry Levinson. So I read Positively Izzy when I was 7. A little early for that, but it is a really good book. I recommend this series for ages 8+, or probably actually I'd say more like 9 or 10+. I think that I just watched more and read more mature stuff when I was 9, so I'd probably say this is 10+. Or 9.5+, 9 or 10+. And so this is a really good book. I'd probably rate it a 89 out of 100. I just keep forgetting to share any of these books, and I will share the rest of the books in the series. Okay, I'll read the description. Friends. Oh, and also I forgot to say, this book is really good because it has two different points of view of Jamie and Maya. It's really good. Okay, friends. Frenemies, middle school. The last day of 7th grade has Jamie and Maya wondering who their real friends are. Jamie knows something is off with her friend group. They've started to exclude her and make fun of the way she dresses and the things she likes. At least she can count her BFF, Maya, to have her back. Right? Maya feels more and more annoyed with Jamie, who seems babyish compared to the other girls in their popular group. It's like she has nothing common with Jay anymore. Are their days as BFFs numbered? This is another spot-on story of middle school drama and friendship from national best-selling author Terry Levinson. It says on here ages 8 to 12, but I think this is more 9 to 13. That's just my opinion. But the official rating is 8 to 12.
And how does this book connect with the other ones in the series?
So, if you look in the other books, you notice that there's always these two girls, Maya and Jamie, lingering around, and everybody calls them the gossip girls. And in most of the scenes at school, you'll see like them lurking around whispering. And mostly they're like, oh, the horrible gossip girls. But this really zooms in. In this book, my favorite character is totally Jamie, because Maya just dumps Jamie, trying to be cool. So, have you read this series, Emily?
I have not. I've heard of it, but I haven't read it myself.
You should read it. Add it to your to-read list, but put it on the first. How about I just lend you the books? You don't really have to do them in order. You just kind of do Invisible Emmy first, and then just Jamie can really be done anywhere, just as long as there's a book before it. So maybe when you're done with Friends Forever, we'll just go, I'll come into your office and we'll do a book swap. I'll give you Invisible Emmy and Just Jamie and Friends Forever for me. And so these books, all of the series, one point of view is done with a lot of pictures and text, but they're like two or three pictures per page, one or two per page, and then the other point of view is done in graphic novel form.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it's kind of half graphic novel, half not.
Are all of the books like that, or just the one?
All of them.
Ah, interesting.
They're all done from two points of view, so they're really interesting. Then one of them, the last one that I read, Becoming Brianna, that one was really good. It was, I find that a lot of books are like talking about Christmas and none really talk about Jewish holidays or holidays of other religions other than like Christmas and Easter and Thanksgiving. And I'm half Jewish. So it is really nice because in the fourth book, Becoming Brianna, Bria is having her bat mitzvah. And so instead of it being two different people, it's her like 2 weeks ago or 9 months ago or 15 minutes ago. It grows closer and closer as the book goes on, but it's like me now and then me. It starts out as like a year ago or a month, or and then it goes closer and closer and closer until it's 15 minutes ago. Read all that.
Okay, we will.
Yeah.
I'm scared what will happen if I don't.
That's what will happen. I'll gobble you up because I'm a monster with Georgia skin.
Oh, dear.
Ow, my eyes hurt.
It's cool that the monster has the same taste in books as my friend Georgia. What a coincidence.
Ha ha ha, I am Georgia. Do not be worried, radio listeners. Ha 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 ha. I will talk like this the rest of the show. Ha 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 ha.
Did the monster eat a robot too?
No, the robot eats them all.
Oh, good to know.
Right.
Well, before we go, I had a couple of books that I wanted to mention that are coming out that I think sound really good. One is a middle grade graphic novel called Manu. And it's by Kelly Fernandez. And here is the description for that. Manu and her best friend Josefina live at a magical school for girls, and Manu is always getting into trouble. The headmistress believes that Manu has the potential to help people with her magic, but Manu would rather have fun than fall in line. One day, a prank goes seriously wrong, and Josefina gets angry and wishes for Manu's magic to disappear. And it does. Manu uses a dangerous spell to restore it, but it makes her magic too powerful and nearly impossible to control. Great power comes at a cost, and it may be a price that Manu isn't able to pay. Doesn't that sound so fun?
That looks good. You've got to get that into the library.
Yes.
I've got to say, Emily, you can't drop book bombs like that and then just be, and then not put them in the library system.
No. Trust me, it's on order. It
Question.
Will come.
Mm-hmm. How does the library raise funds to get books?
Well, we get some funding through the city of Hudson and the town of Greenport, the town of Stockport.
Wait, what?
But then,
I thought that the Hudson Area Library was in, well, Hudson. It's right off Ward.
Mm-hmm. We're in Hudson, but we serve Hudson, Greenport, Stockport, as well as anyone from Columbia County or other areas that comes to visit. But so we get some of our funding through tax dollars, but then we have to raise a huge amount of our budget through writing grants for different programs and initiatives, as well as getting individual donors and doing fundraising events. So that's how we raise the funding to buy all the books. And sometimes people donate books too.
I was about to say, you should do a drawing contest. And then I just realized, oh wait, you did that.
We have had a drawing contest.
You literally just had it. Yeah. And I entered.
I haven't seen all of the work yet. I'm so excited to see it all. But I did see Georgia's. It was lovely.
Thank you.
Based on a comic that Georgia's talked about on the show that she wrote herself.
I forgot to tell you guys all. I finished.
Yay. I can't wait to read it. I mean, I can wait, but I can't wait.
Know what I can do? At the book swap, I can put in my book.
Yay.
Yay. And also, if some parts aren't eligible, just send me a photo and I'll translate.
Okay.
Because when my writing gets tiny, it gets a little messy.
Okay, we'll see how well I can do on my own. Because
I do something that I really shouldn't do, but I keep doing it as hard as I try not to, which is I write the speech bubble before I write the text. So then the speech bubble is either way too small or way too big. So it's like, and then it gets really messy.
Yeah.
And crawls down the page into their souls.
Uh-oh. That's dangerous.
Today, I noticed that since I am so tired, I'm very dark today.
Very dark.
I'm very like, ugh. It's only because I'm extra tired today because I've got a lot to do this afternoon.
Before we move you on to those tasks, I have one more book I wanted to share that I think our friend Jay would really like because I know she's read other books by this author that are similar stylistically. And this is called Gilded by Marissa Meyer. And it is a fairy tale retelling. And so here is the description for that one. Long ago, cursed by the god of lies, a poor miller's daughter has developed a talent for spinning stories that are fantastical and spellbinding and entirely untrue, or so everyone believes. When one of Cyrilda's outlandish tales draws the attention of sinister Earl King and his undead hunters, she finds herself swept away into a grim world where ghouls and phantoms prowl the earth and hollow-eyed ravens track her every move. The king orders Cyrilda to complete the impossible task of spinning straw into gold or be killed for telling falsehoods. In her desperation, Cyrilda unwittingly summons a mysterious boy to her aid. He agrees to help her for a price. Love isn't meant to be part of the bargain. Soon, Cyrilda realizes that there is more than one secret hidden in the castle walls, including an ancient curse that must be broken if she hopes to end the tyranny of the king and his wild hunt forever. So that's Gilded by Marissa Meyer, and that's a book for ages 12 to 18, or that's the intended age group.
Book. If that is a graphic novel, it'd be...
It's not a graphic novel, but I think that Marissa Meyer, some of her books have started being made into graphic novels, I think. I feel like I remember that being a thing. But I might be confusing authors.
You think
that would
be appropriate for me, because I do...
Oh, yeah, there are graphic novels.
I do usually read stuff that's, like, one or two, probably, like, 2 years above my age group, usually. I'm usually 2 to 3 years ahead of my age, like, two, when it comes to books. Mm-hmm. So do you think that that'd be appropriate for me? Because I'm almost 11, and so...
I guess I'd have to read it to know for sure, because I know I've read some of her other books, and I think...
I have read books with language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess I can't say for sure, but my guess is that it might be okay.
Or maybe Jay will say... Because I bet that Jay will want to read it.
Yeah. They can report back if they read it. Yeah, so those are both two newer books for tweens and teens that I thought sounded really good that we have on order for the library. So we'll be on shelves soon. So you can place your order to get in line for that. Or for any of the books that George and I talked about today.
I'm staring into your eyes, Emily. Think you can tell because it's Zoom, but I'm staring straight into your soul.
Lovely. It's a haunting kind of show today. On that note, we're just about out of time for today.
Out of time.
I didn't make that noise, though, that you say I always make.
Woo! Woo! It doesn't feel complete without it.
Woo! Like that?
No, it's...
Woo. Woo.
Not so fast. You're rushing it. It's like, you're slowing it down. It's like, woo.
I think it just has to come naturally. I don't think I can recreate it.
Yeah.
So maybe next time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime,
see ya, peeps. Bye. I'm just kidding. Happy reading. Happy reading.
Bye.
Bye.
Passei café preto ao teu lado, fumei desajustado cigarro. Vesti a sua camiseta ao contrário, aguei as plantas que ali secavam, por isso o cheiro impregnava o seu juízo. Que ali secavam, por isso o cheiro incrível.